Yes, I've met Moses in a small way here in Philadelphia because he played for us and we won a championship with Moses being here. And I remember when he was being recruited heavily by colleges from all over the country, even remembering Lester Gissell was one of the persons recruiting him, as I can remember. The other thing is that I can remember him visiting young folk and having fun, even at the Children's Hospital, which I thought was pretty special. That's where I first met him, and I felt, I didn't know if he knew who I was, but I felt really good about his presence here in Philadelphia and the kind of work ethic that he put forth here.
And sir,
Mike is somebody that I haven't had a chance to call Mike and congratulate him, but I will try to find time to do that. I know he's just as busy as I am.
John, have you had a chance to speak to any of your former players today? Has your phone been ringing off the hook since this announcement was made?
I've had some of my former players to call me, but we must have had at least 10 of them that were here today, and they were all here, and they're still milling around the campus. Some of them are in continuing education programs here also.
Have you thought at all, John, about what you're going to talk about in your speech in October?
I don't have a clue, but I just know that maybe I might broach upon a few issues here and there that I've always tried to fight for as far as fighting for young folk and that kind of thing. I don't know how many minutes did they give you up there?
I think they'll let you go as long as you want.
Yeah, I think with only three people, they'll probably let you go a while.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk long. I wanted to call Mike and tell Mike that if he, with him being in front of me, I want him to walk slow so I can hold his hand. I don't want him to run on me. You know, he's been beating up on me all these years, so I want him to know that I feel very proud of being a member of that select group.